happens. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Michael Wallace. The Maryland man who was mistakenly deported to El Salvador 3 months ago has been returned to the U.S. to face human smuggling charges. A new federal indictment accuses Kilmar Abrego Garcia of transporting migrants, including children, from Houston to other areas of the country. Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen had accused the Trump administration of flouting the Constitution before complying with the Supreme Court order to bring Abrego Garcia back.
I have repeatedly said this is not about the man, Mr. Abrego Garcia. This is about his rights and really the rights of all of us.
Maryland Democratic Congressman Glenn Ivey.
At least he's going to have a chance to talk to his lawyers and get some semblance of due process.
His lawyer says Abrego Garcia is a sheet metal worker, not an international human smuggler. If convicted, he would serve his sentence in the U.S., then return to El Salvador. CBS's Scott McFarland reports the Supreme Court has granted more power to DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency.
A divided U.S. Supreme Court ruled DOGE can continue accessing sensitive information from the Social Security Administration with personal information of millions of Americans. That's pending the outcome of a lawsuit seeking to stop it.
The Social Security Administration houses personal financial data, medical records, and employment histories. Protesters upset with an immigration raid clashed with police in Los Angeles last night. Officers fired tear gas and concussion rounds after some demonstrators threw chunks of broken concrete at them.
We are your farmers. We are your construction workers. We are your doctors, like myself. We are your engineers, and we are your civil rights lawyers.
Immigration agents arrested 44 people across L.A. yesterday. Some people prosecuted for their roles in the January 6th Capitol attack are suing the federal government months after President Trump commuted their sentences. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper.
The lawsuit has been filed in Orlando federal court by former Proud Boys chairman Enrique Tarrio, along with Joseph Biggs, Zachary Real, Ethan Nordine, and Dominic Pozzola. It seeks unspecified compensatory damages plus 6% interest and $100 million plus interest in punitive damages.
The men claim they were arrested without sufficient probable cause and that federal agents later found fake evidence against them. Pennsylvania and Michigan have declared their measles outbreaks over, though Texas has confirmed another 4 cases this week. Nationwide, there have been more than 1,100 measles cases so far this year. 2 elementary school children and an adult have died from measles-related illnesses. The disease has been considered eliminated from the U.S. since 2000. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Get to Family Natural Foods to hear Terry Lemerand, a 50-year veteran of natural health, talk about his favorite natural medicines. Also get the biggest discount ever on all Terry Naturally supplements after the event only. The lecture will be at First Baptist Church, 910 McKinley Street, right behind Family Natural Foods. June 25th at 5:15 p.m. Free meet and greet to follow with light snacks and drinks after the event. Family Natural Foods, your neighborhood pharmacy. Join them June 25th.
Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every weekend, same time, same station. If you're here now, just come on back every weekend. We'll be here. Tell your friends, family, relatives, anyone that you think would like to know more about how they can be healthy, guaranteed healthier, absolutely. I can guarantee that. And if it doesn't work, I don't know if I can give anything else back, but it'll work. But you have to do it. And there's no doctor that can help you. No drug that can help you. Doctors can't make you healthier. They don't know themselves how to be healthy. There's only a few alternative physicians that really understand health and nutrition. Doctors don't. Doctors have no education whatsoever on health and nutrition. Maybe 3 hours out of the entire time they spend in med school, that they are exposed to some health and nutrition. 3 hours out of all the years in med school. Unbelievable. And drugs do not make you healthy. They make some of these symptoms go away and make your life more bearable. But in most cases, you're going to live less quality of life and not as long as you were intended to live when you start taking drugs, start using prescribed medications. So you and I are the only ones that can make ourselves healthier by changing our life. I've been reading a great book over the last weekend. Change Your Diet, Change Your Mind. Excellent book. The physician, Dr. Ely, is a board-certified psychiatrist trained at Harvard and has learned over a period of time that drugs don't work for depression, bipolar, schizophrenia, or any of the other several kinds of mental illness. And she found food makes the biggest impact. So she changes the diet of her patients, recommends to her patients on how they can make a tremendous change in their life. If they're struggling with depression or bipolar or autism or ADHD or ADD, all of these mental, even Alzheimer's disease, dementia, all of these conditions can be made better by the change of diet. It's an excellent book. If you're struggling with any mental ill health, unhealthy mind, by changing your diet, you will change your mind and the healthiness of your mind. Today we're going to talk about polyphenols. They are life band extenders. You'll live longer when you get a high dose of polyphenols. And folate is so very important to the health of our bodies and our heart and also our mind. Not folic acid, but the natural form of folic acid, which is folate. And then we'll talk about the troubling increase in depression. Now there is help for hot flashes from our old friend of a natural alternative medicine, curcumin. Curcumin can help hot flashes. Sleep problems at night causes additional pain. And the new study on vitamin D, like dog, vitamin D3. And now we know we can boost brain power at any age. Not only women are concerned about breast cancer, but now there is breast cancer awareness for men as well. So these are all great topics that we all want to know more about. So we'll jump right in because basically the hour goes by so fast, I barely am able to get all my topics in I want. But we'll always be here. We're not going to go anywhere. We want to be here to be your life coach. We're not telling you what to do, how to do it. We want you to know that there is a possibility and a hopefulness that you can change your life, change the quality of your health, extend your life. You can have a better lifespan, health span, all because of how you live. You roll the dice. and you're going to come up with good numbers. Now, polyphenols are micronutrients that are found in plants of all kinds. Fruits, vegetables, chocolate, coffee, tea, you name it. There's over 8,000 polyphenols identified today. 8,000. And they come in our food. Best known properties for these polyphenols. What are they? What do they do? Well, they're very powerful antioxidants. They prevent oxidative stress. They're very powerful anti-inflammatories and anti-aging. And they have a wide range of being able to treat a lot of indications. They don't just do one thing. They don't just target one area of the body. They don't work on one simple pathway. They don't work on one gene. They work on everything. They have a wide range of indications, including neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease, metabolic syndrome, metabolic disorders, including diabetes, fatty liver, obesity, cancer prevention. And experts recommend at least 1,000 milligrams of polyphenols daily from the food that we eat, or maybe a supplement. But there are very strong polyphenols. They're not all the same quality. They don't have all the same strength. But there are five very powerful polyphenols. Olive. Olive oil. And olive leaf and fruit. Grapeseed extract. Apple extract. Curcumin. And green tea. Now, if you could find a formulation, find a supplement that would contain the olive leaf and fruit, the French grapeseed extract, apple extract, curcumin, and green tea. And there's some very new research on the French grapeseed extract. Scientific researchers tested the anti-aging effects of French grapeseed extract. How did they do this? Well, they gave older mice extracts from grapeseed extract, which resulted in a 60% increase in their remaining lifespan. They extended their life by 60%. Overall, they experienced the human equivalent of another decade of life. 10 more years. Amazing. Why does French grapeseed extract work so well? It's a very powerful antioxidant. You know, oxidative stress destroys our cells. It kinks our cells, makes our cells go wild, like cancer. And oxidative stress is caused by chemicals, Roundup, pollution, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, smoking. Any chemical in our environment, whether we breathe it or topically applied some way, or we ingest it, like all the coloring, the dyes that are in our food, the preservatives that are in our food, even sun, S-U-N, sun, can cause oxidative damage. When? Well, when we burn, we have a sunburn, the skin is damaged. So when you damage the skin, you cause oxidative damage. Even the oxygen we breathe can cause oxidative damage. But we can prevent oxidative damage. We can prevent damage to our cells. We can prevent damage to our skin, to our heart, to our liver, to our kidneys. Oxidative damage protects our body from any excess damage. You know, like metal, iron, has oxidative damage. If you leave iron outside in the elements, in the snow, in the rain, any kind of weather, that iron is going to rust. That is oxidative damage. Bridges collapse. Buildings collapse because of the structure due to oxidative damage. Steel gives out in time. It rusts, corrodes from salt and the weather, the elements. They paint the Golden Gate Bridge over and over and over again. They started at one end and they painted all the way to the other side. And then they come back the other way again. Because of the salt air. Because of the sea. Because of all the fog. That's all oxidative damage. We can prevent oxidative damage by polyphenols, by olive extract, grapeseed extract, apple, curcumin, green tea. These are all very powerful antioxidants, but French grapeseed extract is very, very powerful. The ORAC value of fruit, vegetables, and foods tell us how powerful they are. We hear a lot about blueberries being a very, very healthy berry. It has a 6,000 ORAC value, preventing damage in our body, oxidative stress, 6,000. Cranberries have 9,000 ORAC value. But French grapeseed extract has 2 million oxidative prevention and ORAC value. It prevents oxidative stress. And that keeps a healthier cell longer, a higher quality of cell, and a cell that will last 10 years longer if we can live the same as the study done. That was an animal study that showed that it increased the lifespan by 60%. Now, younger mice treated with grapeseed extract had improved physical fitness. They're in better shape. They're healthier. They lose weight. And in mice with cancer, French grapeseed extract shrank their tumors. Now, Dr. Ajay Goyal is one of the top scientific researchers in the world on alternative medicines, natural medicine in the treatment of cancer. He did a study with French grapeseed extract, treating human tumors in animals. They were grafted to the animals. The blood supply of the animal influenced the tumors. They fed regular French grapeseed, they fed the mice grapeseed extract that was purchased from other countries around the world, particularly China. They do not produce a really high-quality grapeseed extract because the molecules are too large in the grapeseed extract, which can't be absorbed systemically. So they fed animals 50 milligrams and 100 milligrams over a period of time. At the 50 milligram dosage, it lowered the volume of the tumors, the weight of the tumors, the size of the tumors by 8%. The 100 milligram reduced the size of the tumors by 13%. Then they fed the mice the French grapeseed extract, and they reduced the size of the tumors, the volume of the tumors, the cancerous tumors, by up to 40%. Then they went up to the 100 milligrams of the well-known French grapeseed extract, and they could reduce the size of the tumors, the volume, the weight, by 65%. They tried drugs, chemo drugs, in the same type of study, and they could not reduce the tumors more than 10%. While the grapeseed extract, the French grapeseed extract, reduced it by 65%. Then they combined the French grapeseed extract with the drug. So now you have both working together in tandem. And it reduced the size of the tumors, shrank them by 90%. So when a doctor tells you that they're on chemotherapy, if you're on chemotherapy, not to take any natural medicine. If you have the highest quality natural medicines that are available today, and they are well-designed, high quality, the best and best that nature has to offer, like the French grapeseed extract, it can make the drug more safe, less toxic, and because of the combination, you're getting more at the target of the site of the tumor to reduce the size, the weight, and the volume. So if you're on chemotherapy, I'm not telling you this. This is up to your doctor to work with you. But I would never, ever be on chemotherapy if I didn't have a load of other natural alternative medicines like grapeseed extract, like andrographis, like curcumin, like green tea. These are all very powerful natural antioxidants, anti-inflammatories, anti-cancer, and immune-boosting natural products. They're a godsend. So in mice with cancer, the French grapeseed extract was able to shrink their tumors when given in combination with chemotherapy. Let's also keep in mind about leaky gut. 51 older adults with leaky gut syndrome were put on a double-blind crossover trial of control, which is the standard diet, versus a polyphenol-rich diet. And the results of this double-blind crossover trial versus placebo, a fake pill, when on the polyphenol diet, the participants with the most significant problems with leaky gut experienced a 14% reduction in serum markers of intestinal permeability, a 5% reduction in diastolic blood pressure. That's the lower number. Diastolic is the lower number, like 120 over 80. 80 is the diastolic number. 11% reduction in glucose levels, lowering the blood sugar levels, reducing diabetes. Although this study did not reach statistical significance, also saw a 19% reduction in inflammatory IL-6, which is a marker for inflammation. When you have a high level of IL-6, you're going to have a high level of inflammation. But it also, as well, reduced triglyceride levels, which is the most harmful fat in our bodies that can increase the risk of heart disease, heart attacks, and strokes. Now, here's the big, what I like, mortality. A 30% reduction in mortality. A 12-year study of 800 people aged 65 and older, tracking their dietary polyphenol intake. Well, the results of that trial, a 12-year trial, 12-year study, the highest intake of polyphenols, at least over 645 milligrams per day, was associated with a 30% reduction in all-cause mortality, all-cause death, versus the lowest polyphenol intake, less than 500 milligrams daily. All the research scientists believe that we should reach at least 1,000 milligrams a day of food, diet, and supplements that can add more polyphenols to our daily diet and our daily intake. So polyphenols are the next most important nutrient after a daily multiple vitamin and mineral supplement. We need the vitamins and minerals. They make our body work, perform well, at optimal levels. But after the vitamins and minerals, the polyphenols are the most healthy molecular compounds in our body. Who needs polyphenols? Everyone. Man, woman, and child. Especially those who don't eat the right type of diet that might be high in fruits and vegetables, or they maybe have a limited diet. There's a number of reasons why some people just can't eat enough fruits and vegetables. And I don't think anybody gets to the level of 5 to 9 servings of fruits and vegetables. And anyone concerned about aging and cancer prevention should be concerned about how many milligrams daily of polyphenols are in their daily diet. Or anyone facing nutrient intake challenges, for example, intestinal inflammation or leaky gut, you're not getting enough of these polyphenols. So take a combination as a dietary supplement of polyphenols from green tea, apple extract, olive, curcumin, and grape seed extract. This formulation contains a minimum of 250 milligrams of polyphenols in a serving. So one or two servings could give you 250 to 500 milligrams in a very simple capsule to swallow. And then try to add more fruits and vegetables to your daily intake to make sure you're getting more polyphenols, and this can give you a better quality of life. I know you don't think you can live longer, but you really can live longer. In my own personal life, my mother ate as well as she could. She did not drink. She did not smoke. She had a very good quality of life. She lived to be 98 years of age. My father, who smoked starting at the age of 11 and smoked 3 packs of non-filtered Camel cigarettes for his entire life and drank himself to death and died at 55 from bone cancer. We can live longer and more healthy by consuming the right diet, the right foods, and maintaining a healthy lifestyle versus my mother and my father. My father destroyed his life, so died at 55 painfully. I think that says all about how we live that determines what we die from. It's just not the roll of the dice. We just are not unlucky. We create our luck by the diet we choose, by the lifestyle choices. We can be healthy, or we can die a miserable death from being unhealthy. And we choose that. Don't go away, my friends. I'll be right back. Got to make some room for some commercials and allow the station to identify itself. And then I'm coming right back. I'll be here to the top of the hour. So don't go anywhere. We got a lot more coming your way. And welcome back, my friends. This is Terry Naturally with Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every weekend. If you found us now, you know exactly where we are and where we will be in the future. We're not going anywhere. I have a passion to share with you all the information that's available on health and nutrition. You can be healthy. Now, maybe you're not healthy now. You can be a lot healthier than you are now. If you have not done so much damage that you may not be able to undo, but you can still get healthier. If your joints are bone on bone, you're not going to change that. It's too late. You're wising up too late. But you can get healthier. You can live without the pain of those damaged joints. You can live without the pain of all kinds of conditions. You can improve the quality of your heart. You can reduce the plaque in your arteries. All naturally. When you get the highest quality natural alternatives, the supplements, dietary supplements that you want to use every day to get healthier. All you have to do is go down to your health food store and talk to the people in the store that have knowledge, education, and can help you. That's where you get your answers. You don't get your answers online. And most people buy the wrong thing online, and some of the things that are sold online are not quality supplements. Some of them are spiked with alternatives that are not really healthy. And some people know that you're going to be buying online, and they know don't know what you're buying online. So they're selling you anything to make money. They're robbing you. They're stealing from you. And they're stealing not only your money, they're stealing your health because you're buying the wrong thing. A lot of people want to be healthier, and they're going online to do it. And you're losing your money. And you're buying counterfeit products that could be spiked with drugs. Amazon doesn't care what it sells as long as it sells. They care about what you say about a product online, but they don't look at the quality of the product. They don't look what's in the product. They don't examine the product. They don't send the product out to the laboratory to have it tested. They just take product that, if it sells, great. But they don't know how much damage they're doing to people who are buying the product. Be careful. Go to your health food store. They have a knowledge. And they research. And they ask questions. And they know what's in the product. And they know how to sell the product. Work with them. They're your life coach and will help you as much as they possibly can. Now, polyphenols, we talked about a lot in the first part of the program. They're so amazing that they can do wonders for you. So try to get polyphenols every day in your food. But you have to pick natural, unprocessed, certainly not ultra-processed. You have to get good, healthy, natural foods. Fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, olive oil, all the good things we need every day to be healthy. You'll get extra polyphenols. Now let's talk about the nutrient of the day, and that is folate. F-O-L-A-T-E, folate. So getting enough folate is a big deal. It's vitamin B9. The synthetic form is called folic acid. Folic acid is the form commonly used in dietary supplements and foods. But folate is the active form that's found in foods and should be the only type you buy in a supplement. And what it does, it reduces the risk of certain birth defects by up to 70%. So pregnant mothers need folate during their pregnancy, not folic acid, folate. And it's very useful when we partner it with choline, C-H-O-L-I-N-E, choline. And patients with high blood pressure taking a supplement of folate had a 21% reduction of a stroke, a reduced risk of stroke, versus those with low folate levels. You should be getting somewhere about 1 milligram to as much as 5 milligrams daily of folate. Protects you against heart disease and stroke tremendously. Reduces the risk. And women with high blood pressure saw a 46% drop in their levels after daily folate supplementation. 46% drop in their high blood pressure. A 55% reduction in the risk of Alzheimer's disease in people with high versus low intake of folate. And children whose mothers took supplemental folate during pregnancy, which all mothers should, are 39% less likely to suffer from autism. 39% reduction in autism when the mother during the pregnancy consumes folate as a supplement instead of folic acid. So here's a genetic variant. If your homocysteine levels are high, you probably have MTHER. It's a gene variant. Up to 60% of people have this genetic variation. It means you have problems converting folic acid to the active form of folate. You need folate, not the synthetic form. In fact, many doctors, alternative physicians, believe that folic acid is toxic to the body. Very harmful. So make sure your supplements have folate, methylfolate, not folic acid. And women who are planning to become pregnant should increase their folate intake. Ideally, before conceiving, to reduce the risk of neural tube defects. And to compensate for this gene variant, take supplemental B vitamins in a very active form. Active vitamin B. No conversion needed. When we take in vitamin B, it has to go through the liver and be converted into the more biologically active form of the B vitamins. Folate, methylfolate. Make sure you're getting somewhere between 1 milligram and 5 milligrams of folate. Plus vitamin B6. Aspyridoxal 5-phosphate. About 25 milligrams. And then vitamin B12, also the biologically active form called methylcobalamin. The form that has to be converted is called cyanocobalamin. This is the methylated form. 1,000 micrograms at least. But you could go up to as high as 5,000 to give you better assurance that you're getting the biologically active form of these three B vitamins, folate, pyridoxal 5-phosphate, and methylcobalamin. Now, it's sad because depression is increasing dramatically. The rates are increasing. And the new data from National Health Surveys report that depression rates have increased by 50% in the last 10 years. Over the last 10 years, depression has increased by 50%. And the depression rates are highest for teenagers between 12 and 19 years of age. And this affects 27% of kids. Very sad. And other data shows that roughly 60% of people with depression have received no mental health treatment in the last year. A recent survey of psychologists found that 56% are not taking new patients. And of those that are, the average wait list, the wait time for an appointment is 3 months. You're overburdened with the increase in depression. There's too many people that need care by a professional. But now there is natural help for depression. I told you in the beginning of the program about the book Change Your Diet, Change Your Mind. Not just changing your mind like saying, well, I'm not going to do that today because I've changed my mind. But to change your mind physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Meaning the mind. Meaning the conditions of the mind. Depression. Alzheimer's disease. Dementia, bipolar, schizophrenia. You can change these conditions with the food you eat. It's so simple. The concept is so simple. It takes some time, and it takes some effort, and it takes some sacrificing, and it takes some discipline. But if you change the type of food you're eating, you can change your health mentally and also physically. And also adding some natural medicines. You know, the strongest medicine in the world? Food. Food is the most important medicine we can consume. All the chemicals, the natural chemicals, the vitamins and minerals, the polyphenols, all the nutrients. Talk to ourselves, talk to our body, and prevents the chemical disorders from the food that we are eating. And by changing the food that we eat to natural, healthy food that are high in protein, high in quality fats, very, very low in carbohydrates and sugar. In fact, the diet is called the ketogenic diet. If you follow the ketogenic diet, your body and your mind will change. If you have a hard time understanding the ketogenic diet, I'll give you a couple of websites that you can Google and learn more. One is called ketogenicdietresource.com. ketogenicdietresource.com. The other one is Diet Doctor. Diet Doctor. Another one is called the Charlie Foundation. There are three websites, and there is a lot of research on how the ketogenic diet can treat many of our diseases, so-called diseases. They really, truly are not diseases. They're dysfunctions caused by the wrong diet. And then they're treated by drugs when they should be treated by a better selection of food. But there are three botanical medicines that can help with depression and your mood. Saffron. Saffron is the most expensive spice in the world. It takes 1,000 flowers to make an ounce of saffron. And in clinical trials, was as effective as prescription medication at reducing the symptoms of depression. And red ginseng. Red ginseng can alleviate anxiety and depression caused by stress. And then echinacea, an unusual plant or botanical that most people would never suspect that has an effect on anxiety and depression. Echinacea angustifolia, the English form or the American form of echinacea. Now, most people know that echinacea is for cold and flu, because a group of compounds in echinacea that are known as polysaccharides, they are plant sugar molecules. They can reduce the risk of cold and flu, or treat cold and flu, boost the immune system. But like all plants, they have a variety of compounds, a variety of molecules. A drug is one molecule. There can be 100 to 1,000 or more molecules in plants. And there are a group of compounds in echinacea not associated with the polyphenols or the polysaccharides, but they're called alkamides. And alkamides are like cannabinoids. And they have been shown in clinical studies to quickly reduce anxiety, depression, and stress levels, and very safe for kids. And don't forget about omega-3 fatty acids. High intake of EPA and DHA and the omega-3 fatty acids significantly reduce the risk of depression. So there's hope for those that have depression, or even if you just have a bad day of irritability, aggression, or not healthy aggression, that changing your diet, getting rid of the carbohydrates, In America, the American diet, the standard American diet, known as SAD, S-A-D, contains several hundred grams of carbohydrates. People that have these kinds of conditions should get their carbohydrates down to 20 to 40 grams of carbohydrates daily, not several hundred. And no sugar. Eliminate the sugars. We eat somewhere between 150 to 200 pounds of sugar per year based on every individual, the national average. And 133 pounds of refined flour. And refined flour converts the sugar in the body. So between sugar and carbohydrates, we're consuming about 300 or 400 grams of sugar. And that has an effect causing complications with insulin and then insulin resistance of the cells. And this causes a host of problems. Type 2 diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Alzheimer's disease. In fact, Alzheimer's disease has been known as diabetes type 3. And also type 2. So by correcting the amount of sugar and carbohydrates that we consume on a daily basis, we can correct a multitude of sins. So we can be healthier and happier with a better adjusted mental attitude. Now, we got a few minutes before we wrap up the program, so let's talk about hot flashes and curcumin. How are they connected? Well, curcumin reduces hot flashes. About 75% of all women experience hot flashes during menopause. And they are not very comfortable. They are very uncomfortable. They interrupt their sleep, especially when they occur at night, like night sweats. They keep throwing off the covers, and they cover back up again, and they throw off the covers. And they can significantly impact the quality of life. A new study now that just came out reports that curcumin used in menopausal women cut the number of hot flashes by 50% in 4 weeks and by 80% in 8 weeks. Women who took 500 milligrams of curcumin that is blended with turmeric essential oils increases the absorption of curcumin by 700%. So women who took 500 milligrams of this very special curcumin blended with turmeric essential oils twice a day. And I have another additional suggestion. Take 207 milligrams daily of a blend of black cohosh and rhodiola for relief of hot flashes, night sweats, plus increased energy levels, focused mood, and libido. So you are taking two supplements, 500 milligrams of curcumin, complexed with turmeric essential oils for quick absorption, better absorption, twice daily. And a 207 milligram of a blend of black cohosh and rhodiola for the relief of hot flashes and night sweats. And it will definitely give them more energy, a better focus, a better quality of mood, and enhance the libido. Now, for women, the effects are relatively quick, but there will be some that won't recover quickly. So, however, allow at least 12 weeks for best results. We have to take time. These conditions occur over a long, long period of time and can last, menopause can last 10 years. So spend 3 months, 12 weeks to return this, to reverse it, and put you in the best possible condition to go through the 1, 2, 3, 10 years, whatever it might be. You're the only one that can benefit from the results. Don't give up so easily. Take your time. The body has to adjust. It isn't like, I took it 3 days and it didn't work. No. Got to give your time for your body to adjust. Time for your body to absorb these nutrients and make the difference. So with that, my friends, I'm all out of time, but I've got more studies, more topics to bring to you next week. So come on back next week. We have a lot more information for you, a lot of more ideas on how you can be healthier and happier and change your health by changing your diet. That's what it is, changing your lifestyle choices, especially food. Food is the strongest natural medicine in the world. And if you're just eating junk food or eating food because your appetite wants more sugar, more sweets, more desserts, more bread, more pasta, it's all carbohydrates and sugar that's upsetting your health and destroying your health. It doesn't kill you overnight, but it'll kill you in time. So until we meet again, say a prayer for this crazy, crazy world that we get it back on track. And God bless you, my friend. And God bless this great country.
Get to Family Natural Foods to hear Terry Lemerand, a 50-year veteran of natural health, talk about his favorite natural medicines. Also, get the biggest discount ever on all Terry Naturally supplements after the event only. The lecture will be at First Baptist Church, 910 McKinley Street, right behind Family Natural Foods, June 25th at 5:15 p.m. Free meet and greet to follow with light snacks and drinks after the event. Family Natural Foods, your neighborhood pharmacy. Join them June 25th.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is for people who watched me anchoring the news at Channel 13. My last day at TV 13 was 20 years ago yesterday.
Oh, I'm old now too.
Well, yeah, that was my whole point.
And I was too when you stopped working at TV.
That's what I get all the time now is people come up and they go, oh, were you on TV? I'm like, yeah. And then I go, don't say it. I watched you when I was a little kid. I'm like, yikes.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, oil and gas industry expert Matt Randolph, also known as Mr. Global, will be here to talk about all things energy in Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself? Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Michael Wallace. The Maryland man who was mistakenly deported to El Salvador in March has been returned to the U.S. to face new charges. Attorney General Pam Bondi.
The grand jury found that over the past 9 years, Abrego Garcia has played a significant role in an alien smuggling ring.
CBS News legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
The Trump administration did eventually follow what the Supreme Court said. He is back in this country. They have not decided to institute immigration proceedings. Instead, what they've decided to do is to institute federal criminal proceedings against him. The next step now is not that he goes to an immigration court, it's that he goes to a federal criminal court for an arraignment.
The Supreme Court is allowing Doge to access sensitive personal information housed at the Social Security Administration, while a lawsuit challenging that access plays out in the lower courts.